Hey, up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, can't get to sleep? Well, you're in the right place, because this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we do it with a bedtime story. Tonight, it's our series, Superdoll. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out your lights. As usual, some hygiene is recommended, but then get in bed, turn out your lights, and press play. We'll do the rest. The podcast is going to create a safe place where you can put your thinking aside. We'll distract you from that with our little story, and then you're going to drift off into dreamland. That's the goal. We use progressive boredom or boredom superpowers that work by progressive boredom, or just a person that does this podcast that happens to be incredibly dull. However you want to decide what reality is, you know, it could be a boring person. It could be imaginary boredom. Anyway, we use that so that you can fall asleep. It starts out interesting to take your mind off of stuff, gets boring. Next thing you know, you wake up for work or school or to take care of your family and greet the new day. A little more rested. If you're new here, welcome. Just try a podcast, see if it works. So why am I doing this? Because I'm boring and I love telling stories, but unfortunately I'm not good at it. And I've suffered terribly from sleep problems in the past. And so that's the whole thing is like, those three things combined together somehow told me, hey, make a podcast, make it boring. You could be, your boredom could do something good. I know, and it is, because I hear from people all the time, and I'm not saying I'm the most boringest person in the world. I'm just in the percentile. Like if there was a boredom SAT test, I would do good on it. So that's it. It's made to bore you to sleep. I'm not going to try to sell you like an hour of consulting one-on-one time with me. I'm not going to try to sell you vitamins or some tapes or CDs or whatever that vibrate on a certain wavelength or an app or a special kind of incense. I'm not here to sell you any shit. And I'm sorry if I have to swear, but it's to deal with if you have an inner critic, anything like me, or an inner part of you that's a suspect that doesn't trust people. It might not always be the best thing for you having that inner critic, but it is there to protect you. And I'm telling you right now, just put your guard down, go to bed. The worst thing that could happen is this podcast doesn't work for you. The second worst thing that could happen is that 3 years from now, when this mind control that I'm practicing on you works, you'll be part of my army of goodness, bringing goodness to the world through making me a powerful dictator. But that's down the road. In the interim, I'm just going to help you fall asleep. You can find us on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can get a hold of me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. On Twitter, I'm @DearestScooter, D-E-A-R-E-S-T, Scooter. I post sleep news there and stuff like that. If you have a chance, subscribe in iTunes. And if you have even more time and you love the podcast, shoot me an email or a comment. Tell a friend or review and rate us on iTunes. I want to say hi to Michelle, who left us another nice comment on our blog, and I'm glad the podcast is still helping you out. And thank you for the support, Michelle. I want to say hi to Mary Louise on Twitter, who said hi to us and had nice words to say to us on Twitter. Thank you, Mary Louise. And Mary Louise is from, she uses the Beyond Pod app. I will ask her for more details. That's on Android. And she's from Kansas City, which has been in the news with the World Cup. Kansas City's got a lot of people that love soccer there. Not sure if Mary Louise is one of those people or not, but shout out to Kansas City. And speaking of the World Cup, ladies and gentlemen, our international showdown has finally come to a close. I'm recording this literally ten minutes ago, I stopped watching the World Cup final. I watched it till the end when a team won. And this is going to be the Thursday after the World Cup final that this episode will be on the air. But we not only do we have a winner, congratulations, Germany. And sorry, Argentina, to see you lose, but two countries can't win the World Cup. And, I really love both those teams, watching them both. It would have been nice for me. I was rooting for Germany a little bit more than Argentina. I would have liked to see maybe Germany win 3-2 or 2-1 with a Messi goal, or have Messi, or have Argentina win like 4-0 with three or four goals by Messi. Those would have been the two storylines I was hoping for personally. But again, congrats, well fought, and see you in 4 years. But to get to the business at hand, our international showdown is now officially over. We have a victor, a country that's won, and we have some countries that really made a good showing at the end. And I don't know, how do I do this? This is unprecedented in this podcast because this is our only international showdown. I have till Thursday. So by Thursday, I'll have a picture of my dog with this country's flag. So congratulations to Sweden, who has won our international showdown. Tonight, when you listen to this podcast, I'll be enjoying a Swedish dish. I'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook and on the website. Picture of Koa, my dog, who just shook her head no, she doesn't want to be involved in this. She'll be wearing the Swedish flag. Hopefully that's not insulting to Sweden. It's a sign of celebration here, where I think I see it as a sign of celebration. It's my dog saying, hooray, you've won the international showdown. I'll have a Swedish dish. I'm not sure if I really want to have Swedish meatballs, because that just kind of feels too, I don't know. I'll see if I can come up with a Swedish dessert. And then Swedes, I'd love to hear from you if you have any other dishes to recommend. But by the time you hear this voice, I'll have pictures on Twitter of my Swedish dish, my dog, and the Swedish flag. And hopefully I haven't done anything to insult the country of Sweden. And yeah, that's it. So congratulations, Sweden. Also congratulations to Japan. Japan, Sweden really blew you guys out. I don't know. I don't have a graph, but it was 547 for Sweden, 380 for Japan. New Zealand, Japan was in second place, I think, the whole time. So good job, Japan. Steady, strong listeners in Japan. New Zealand, I got to say, I didn't mean to pander to New Zealand, but New Zealand did shoot up to third place after I said that they were one of the most polite and supportive countries in existence of the history of the world. So that was a bit of pandering, but I wasn't pandering for votes or for listeners. That's my way of saying thank you to the support I've received from my fans in New Zealand. Oh, my fans, who the fuck am I? The fans of the podcast in New Zealand. Right behind New Zealand. So Japan at 380. New Zealand not far behind, 338. Singapore came in right behind New Zealand at 334. Hopefully we've got some new tennis players and people in skyscrapers that are in love in Singapore, because that was my goal. So I want to hear about that, you know. And then right not far behind Singapore is Ireland. And Ireland, my good friends, Kyla, and the rest of people that Kyla's brought to the podcast, thank you. Ireland, you were like up front, like in the top three. Then you fell off, and now you're back. So good to see you again, Ireland. Again, I hope no one's not taking this. Hopefully this, maybe some people fall asleep during this. This is more just fun. We're here to have fun. Relax you a little bit if you're awake. I'm trying to, unwind you. But it's a spirit of fun. Everyone that's listening to this podcast is either strange like me, and they're like, oh, this is a strange little podcast that I listen to. Or you're suffering from some sleep-related issue. So the thing is, I just want this to be fun. I want you guys to feel supported and heard and I want you to interact with me. Like I said, if you like Juan Tred, you got some music, let me know about it. You got some art, your drawings, let me know about it. You, even if you have some kind of dance recital, I don't think I can make it. Now, Sweden, Miss Sweden, again, if for some reason you're listening, well, I guess I'm going to be the most hated person in Sweden. So anyway, Miss Japan or any of the other countries, you know, I might make it to your dance recital if you pay for my stuff. But that aside, this podcast, we're a community, even though, like, I'm speaking for everyone. And everyone I've heard from has been like, oh, you know, that this podcast works for you. Your appreciation is your way, or the way, what it says to me is, yeah, you get it. You're in this boat with the rest of everyone else. It's not about me. These stories that are coming up, yeah, I put some work in to make sure that they're boring, believe it or not. But so this, I don't know how to explain. I'm terrible at this kind of stuff. I was trying to be emotional type, heartfelt. But, okay, we're all in the same boat. We're all together. I want you to feel welcome. If I ever hurt your feelings or say something you don't like I'm like, I don't know, like I use someone's name and you're like, well, that's my name. And you said you don't like everyone named Merrick. You know, let me know about that stuff. I don't know. I think there was a point in there, but I guess thank you for listening. And you're not alone. That's what I say a lot of times is there's other people listening to this podcast that are going through maybe not the same thing as you, but something similar. And hopefully at some point we can take a couple more steps forward together to support each other. And I got a couple of things brewing, a couple of ideas, nothing major that should be, we should be moving on at the end of the summer. Tiny things, tiny, tiny things. But then maybe there's a way we can, I don't know if it's I don't know how many Redditors I have on here or Reddit users, but I don't know if it's a subreddit or on an already existing subreddit or what, but those are just things to think about. So let's get on to the show. All right, folks. All right, we're back with episode 3 of Super Doll. And I'm going to get in my Super Bowl voice, but when we last left off, our superheroes had chased down this dude who was flying around in the air. They got him, and they captured him. Some sort of supervillain, superhero, I'm not sure, someone with some powers. So our superheroes had caught this guy, and I don't know what's going to happen next, so let's just find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present Super Doll. Somewhere, a team of superhero waits for Earth's greatest hour of need. And they wait until they're called by Earth to protect it from something only heroes could protect Earth from. And they wait until the time they're Earth's last hope. And they wait until they're called for, you know, because they're needed. And this is the tale of their waiting. This is Super Doll. All right, so when we open tonight, we're in a concrete room. Pretty standard concrete room that seems like a kind of ultra-modern cell. You got a bed, slab-like bed, and this dude's laid out on it. And I'm not sure of his name. He's got like bright red, like looks like rubber boots on, or some sort of vinyl, probably rubber. And then he has some yellow tight pants or a spandex or something. And then he has a blanket over the rest of him. The only thing I can see is his legs. So he's just got a gray blanket. And his face, his eyes are closed, his head's turned to the side, and he's sleeping soundly. He kind of looks peaceful. He's got a little haircut with a little curly cue in front. Nice hair, full head of hair, square jaw. But his hairstyle's a little bit out of style. But this guy could be so cool. We don't know him yet, but he could be so cool he doesn't care. But yeah. So this room, otherwise, it's pretty empty. It's got the bed with it looks like the concrete slab has some sort of built-in mattress and pillow, and then he has this blanket. And then that's it. There's a big glass observation, one-way mirror lining one wall. And then in the corner, there's this kind of stuff, these details, they don't come in other superhero stuff, but there's a toilet without a lid, I might add, a little privacy wall, but you actually no privacy because you can see through the one-way mirror if he was using the toilet, so that he couldn't do anything, probably. Unobserved, I guess. But yeah, it's a toilet without a seat. So if he's peeing, I assume he's human because he's humanoid, and he's a male. I don't know. Would you pee sitting down, or would you pee standing up? Just be careful. Or maybe he's just comfortable sitting in his own pee if he pees in the seat. Probably number three. But that's just me. I don't see any toilet paper. I assume there's toilet paper somewhere. And then there's a small basin, all steel, some sort of steel, maybe stainless steel, maybe just some metal. There's a wash basin, a sink, small sink, though. You couldn't bathe in it. You can barely wash your face. It looks like, I'm not even sure with his square jaw, he'd be able to get his head under the faucet for a drink. Because, I don't know if you're like me. It's like sometimes you just want to drink water. I mean, he's sleeping. Even though I'm talking, he's still sleeping right now. But yeah, he might. What if he wanted to stick his head under there? He couldn't. So then you have to drink out of his hands. But I don't see any soap. Which, again, might not be an issue. But some people, it's an issue. And I don't see any cups or glasses, which if this is a cell, as I'm positing, that's. So it's going to be hard for him to drink water except by cupping his hands. And as we all know, our hands aren't water. They're not the best basin. You can get a little drink. I guess, I'm going off on a tangent. Okay. Oh, wait a second. The door's opening, and it's like one of those. Oh, okay. I see the door opens, and there's someone. It's like one of those double door. What do you call it? Like a double door. With an anteroom where you can, it looks like there's all sorts of air, like an airlock, that's what it's called. The door to the airlock's open. And in the room, somebody's come in there in a suit. Some sort of like a, looks like some sort of, oh wait, that's Flex in there. The guy Flex. He's kind of like I can't tell in the suit, but he's kind of muscular underneath the suit that I've seen him in action. He's got kind of like a little bit of a baby face. Well, actually, not even a little bit. I look at him. He's kind of got like a baby face that, doesn't do him any favors. A little bit too much of a baby face. So he's in this suit. He's coming in. Well, let me just get to the, let me transform from observer to active participant in the story as a storyteller slash, So Flex comes in the room. He's in this biohazard suit. That kind of stuff's going on in the background, but you don't need that nonsense when you're trying to fall asleep. Flex looks down. He's got one of those clipboard type things. He's got some over his shoulder, some sort of satchel of devices, I think. Suspect is still asleep, and according to he's got a blanket on him, and according to the blood test, blood temperature, normal blood temperature is around 98 degrees ish. And let's see what else we've got. 6 foot 2. And I'm going to run some tests now. We don't show what planet this creature is from. And I have my protective suit on here. And just a little noting all this in the log. And one thing as an aside, sorry to interrupt Flex, but I notice he's talking a little bit loud. I don't, what's up with that? So yeah, I'm talking, let's see. I'm going to move closer to the suspect, just try to get a exhale reading. As according to our bio scans, it's some sort of what we had heard were called lungs. We call them Buschkernplopf. So we're going to see what he's exhaling through his lungs. And our lungs, we know on this planet here where we are, we process our nitrogen through the air. For our to feed our system, our circulatory systems, and this patient seems to be stirring in a way that indicates fake sleep, and the patient's rolling over and staring at me, and not saying anything, just looking at me. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Confidential. That's not my name. That's a word we use to indicate it's none of your business. And you're going to be hearing me in your language of your people due to, a process I can't explain to you, but you'll be hearing me in your language and understanding me, which is good for our communication. Now, we have determined, to the best of our ability, you're an oxygen breather. I am not. We on this confidential location are not. I can see you're looking at me. You're not changing. You might be from a non-emotional planet, and I'll note that in the log. This humanoid is maybe from a non-emotion. Now, I'm going to approach you. I am not here to do you any harm, sir. I assume, sir, I did look. We had your clothes off. We changed you. And then we put your clothes back on. You don't ask me any details about that, but I saw you male reproductive organs according to some of the star charts we have. But I'm going to just put something close to your mouth to make sure to chart the your exhale levels. Now, I'm not going to hurt you. So if you plan on attacking me, no, you will be dealt with in the most calm and peaceful way possible. I'm not looking to escalate this situation, sir. So I'm going to approach you, okay? And yeah, I'm just going to put this in front of your mouth here. And you can look at this. This is a simple air spectrometer thing. And yeah, just breathe normally. Oh, very good, very good. Huh, interesting. So you inhale oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide, and some other elements and such. But okay, that's good to know. As far as we could tell, you are a carbon man. That's actually what we've been calling you. It's not as an insulting term, carbon man. And I hope you don't mind me calling you carbon man from now on for the time being, do you? Strange that a patient could be a mute. He is not reacting in any way to my questions. Now, I can understand you're probably nervous, sir. Probably disoriented. You're probably not sure where you're from. We'd like to find out where you're from so we could help get you home. How about Carbon Man? Want to go home? Don't you want to go home, Carbon Man? That's what we'd love to help you get home. Go back to where you're from. You could help us out by giving us any information you have, sir. But yeah, you don't seem like you want to comply. Maybe you're just quiet. That's okay. I'm quiet too. I'm the observation officer of this confidential stuff that we're involved in. Maybe I shouldn't even have told you that. I'll tell you what I'm trying to. They call me Flex. That's what they call me around here. That's a nickname. I'm Flex. Nice to meet you. And I'm just gonna take a guess. I've been monitoring you now for a while. You seem like you're from one of the Milky Way habitable planets, the mammalian. You're in the mammalian habitable zone. Because I'm taking a guess that you're going to be from, either from, Zelyulos, which kind of might sound strange too, because you might have a word for it. I know that if you're not from Zelyulos, you could be from Earth, or you could be from Frofruf. It's hard to say. I think there's supposed to be a pop in there. Frofruf. I can't. They have their tongues are different than mine and yours, I believe, from my observations of your mouth. You have a nice little flat tongue and stuff. Mine's more lizard-like, but you can't really see through this suit. You might be asking yourself, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't even think about that. I'm in this scary suit. This suit isn't meant to scare you. It's to keep me safe. Now, I'm a nitrogen breather. Maybe looking at me through your suit and saying, who's this guy in this sick Gary suit or whatever? I'm not here to scare you. Just, we have your room filled with oxygen and some other, what we could determine when we ran your blood through a spectrometer, laser-guided blood monitor, what we thought you needed to survive. And that's what we want to make. Well, we're here to keep you alive. No, we're not running any strange tests on you, sir. We just are trying to figure out. Again, like I said, you're not gonna. Sir, you're just staring at me. And you might be a little tired. You might not be able. You might be worried because you can't feel your hands and your feet. We do have your hands and your feet numbed because we could tell that was some sort of power source or weapon source. We're not sure. We're not sure you want to hurt us. We're not sure why you're here where we are here, which could be a spaceship, could be a planet, could be a time zone rift. But, we just want to talk. I just want to talk to you. I'm flex. I'm trying to rapport you. But again, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go check on, double check this carbon dioxide thing. And I hope you're comfortable. Oh, you know what? I forgot I left in the airlock some food for you. Now, don't try to attack me or anything. Well, you couldn't get up because you have trouble walking. Okay, I'm going to go back and... I have some food for you. Now, it might be strange to eat your food with your hands being numb. So we brought you a little shake with a straw. It has some of the elements we could determine, what you might want to eat. It's got a... what the closest thing we could replicate to your cow's milk, if you are from, a lot of people are thinking you're from the planet Earth. And then we have some other stuff in there. Don't worry. It's not harmful. It's not, no brain type effectors in there. If we know you have a brain, gray matter. We don't have gray matter. We have purple, blue, and red matter in our minds here, where we are. And, we're peaceful, peaceful, loving. We had to detain you because you just appeared, with that high energy spike. So you can go ahead and drink that. Now, I wouldn't want to give you any of our food. We, on this planet where we are, well, what was that, a planet? Oh dear. We eat lava and what you might call acid, because we're just a different, like I said, we breathe. So I'm going to let you drink that shake, or you can be suspicious or whatever, but I'm sure you're hungry. And, I'll leave you alone, okay? Flex is my name, and I'll be back to check on you in a few minutes. So Flex goes back, goes through the air. Well, the guy just kind of stares. He had kind of picked his head up, and he just lays his hat back down. He's just staring at the wall, closes his eyes. But Flex goes out back through the airlock, through the first part, door closes behind him. Airlock does its thing, goes back out into the hall, goes around the corner to the observation wall with the mirror. So Flex turns the corner and standing in front of the wall, observation wall, the two-way mirror, one-way mirror, I don't know what it's called. Like it's a mirror in the cell on the outside. It's a window, and looking through the window is Electra. She's been observing everything. And she's kind of got this, she was what, Flex caught her in the middle of a thought where she was just kind of looking at the man, staring at the wall and thinking. But then she sees Flex and she smiles and shakes her head like, he's been a naughty boy. And I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about like he's a little teenager. Flex, that was quite a performance. I know. I was trying to get the information, trying to crack him. Well, I don't know. I think you went. I don't think that was nice, Flex. And well, my intention was nice because I figure if we could get the information from him, it could be good for him or it could be bad, but it's protect us. I need to find, you know, what if he's from another planet? That's what I wanted to find out. Is he from, what planet is he from if he's not from here? And tried to trick him. Did he take the bait emotionally? He didn't say anything. Well, it was interesting. He was nervous when you came in there. And he's definitely unsettled. He's afraid. But he's like, it's a fear born in awareness. So he's aware that he may need to be afraid. He's trying not to react. Like part of him, I think, wanted to take you out right there. But he didn't. So it's like a restraint. I don't know. It's confusing. He's fear. He started to get a little bit angry at the end. So I don't know if he was on to you or if so should I go in there and get more info, or have we heard from the HQ? No. But we're going to hear from them any second, and then they'll give the command and that'll be it. So if you're going to get any information from them, we need to do it fast. So you're on board to get the information from them. Well, I'm just not comfortable. I hate this part of the protocol. I mean, we trained on it with those dummies and then they send in those college students. And it's just the idea of quarantining someone here for them or for, I can see the safety aspect. It's like he could have carrying some disease. He could have some power and it's supposed to put us at risk and we'll deal with it. He hasn't acted. But then just to put someone to sleep for the rest of the quarantine. I mean, I know they're running blood tests. I know that they, whatever. I don't like the idea of just doesn't seem right. And then after 30 days, what do they do with him? They leave him here. He's chemically sedated, unconscious for 30 days. He could have been some sort of nuke. He could, I don't know. Keeping him here in some sleep quarantine where we're only at risk. He's unconscious. And then they just take him from us. So I don't like this part of the protocol, but we will follow it. We will follow it. But you should get back in there and see what you can get out of him before. Because they're going to, once they get done with those blood tests and they realize what, you know, they check him for whatever. I don't even know what they do. Well, they check him for what's going to put him to sleep and allergies, and then they're probably doing, well, I don't know. Right. So go back in there and go with anger. See if you can get him angry, and then you can handle him, right, Flex? You're tough. I'm tough, but, I'm having fun. Do you think I'm a good actor? Well, you're not bad. I mean, it was a little over the top. Who would eat lava? What creatures? What? Even dinosaurs didn't eat lava. And I don't know about your fact-based imaginationing. But yeah, go back in there and go wild. I mean, we probably have minutes, so get in there. All right, I'll see what I can get out of them. So Flex goes back to the door, goes back into the door lock. And the door opens and he goes back in the cell. And as he comes back into the cell, the guy moves just enough that Flex thinks he's like faking being asleep, or he's like ignoring him. So Flex's first tactic is one that could be really irritating, is that he just stands there for a while, and you can almost see the hairs on this guy that's lying there stand up on the back of his head, because Flex is just staring at him, and he's in that biohazard suit or whatever, going and the guy, but the guy's not moving. So either he's asleep or he's strong-willed or stubborn or something. So then Flex goes over to like one of those metal tables and takes some stuff out of his pocket and starts banging around on one of those, you know, those metal trays that you see in like ER shows or science laboratories or surgical situations. They're really loud when you're banging. So he's banging like his little breathing, test breathing thing. And he's got a couple, you know, one of those ear and eye checkers, and he's banging them around there. Guy's still not moving. But even Flex can sense that there's a little bit of tension in the room. And you can tell, well, I guess you can't tell, but I'm guessing that this guy is feeling some tension. Like, what is this guy doing? And also, he can't see, as far as I know. So it's like, is he going to give me a shot? You know, usually if you're, it's like you don't want to be getting any kind of injection, especially if you're a captor, a captor. Oh, no, he's a captive, but he's still not moving. So Flex, And then Flex hears like a tap on the glass and like probably like a hurry up sign. For some reason, they don't have a PA or some sort of secret communicators. And the guy shifts, so he heard it too. And Flex is like, okay. And okay, so let's, so Flex is, stands there. So, okay. So, Carbon Man. Just lying there. Carbon Man just lying there. Well, I got more worried about him. It's like, Carbon Man lying on a bed in a cell. Bon bait a bait bell. Ba 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 da ba. Ba 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 da ba da. Ba da ba da ba da ba. Bam bait em. Ba da bam. Well, down brings him round. He's getting on to wake up. A man. We don't know at all. Oh, no, no, no. But I call him Carbon Man. Carbon Man, please wake up and talk to me. Carbon Man, just lying there, you're gonna be all alone. Boom, bada, boom, boom, bada, oh my. You packed your bags and ended up in a well. We don't know why, and we all said, what the hell, just this AM. But we're gonna get high as kites later tonight. So Carbon Man, please roll over. Carbon Man, what would you do if I tickled you? Whoa, whoa, ho, 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 ho. You're a Carbon Man. Your molecules, they have bonded on planet Earth. Boom, ba, doom. You once were a simian, but you're now a Carbon Man. We need to know why you're here. So listen up, Carbon Man, I'm going to get closer to you. Carbon Man, you're still not moving. Carbon Man, I'm whispering to you like I was your wife. It's 0 hour right now, dude. You gotta talk too soon or they're gonna put you to sleep. Can you hear me, Goblin Man? And please, roll over and look at me right now for real. Come on, dude. Yo, Goblin Man. It's me. I told, come on, man. I know you're just staring at that wall. I can see. Listen, I was lying about the lava, eating the lava. Are you mad about that? Listen, I'm going to take my suit off. Well, I can't take the suit off because this is a quarantine situation. But, listen, man, I breathe oxygen too. And what's going to happen is they're going to put you to sleep, not permanently, but you need to talk to me, okay? Like, I need to know why you're here and what you want. Because, and I don't know where you're from, what planet, like, I just need to know where you're from. I mean, I'm guessing you're from, I can't, please talk to me. And finally the guy rolls over and he looks at Flex and he smiles and he's like, wow, he goes, did you make up that song? Cause that was pretty good. Would you Carbon Man something back a beat o bada boom? Carbon Man, monominimonum. I don't know if I agree with the lyrics, but are you like some sort of songwriter? No, my name's Flex. And I'm here. I'm trying. Listen, we can't talk about the songs. Man, he goes, so you don't eat lava. And I knew that was a lie. But you guys breathe oxygen. That's interesting. Because where I'm from, we breathe oxygen. Do you guys eat, like, animal meat? Yeah, we do eat a bit of animal meat. And then you said you get high? Did you say you get high as a kite? I didn't officially say that, no, but if that's something you're interested in, we could talk about it later. Okay, yeah, what are you saying? Somebody's going to come and put me to sleep? Yeah, that's the protocol we follow here, is that you're quarantined in case you carry any interstellar diseases or have some strange power or you're on orders to attack and kill or you're some sort of parasite. Or a Trojan horse, or, whoa, did you say Trojan horse? Yeah, but what kind of accent, by the way, you mumble, you kind of talk, you talk, I just talk kind of like this, because I just keep it mellow, man. I don't like a lot of noise, or to-dos, but you like to sing. Well, I like that song, Carbon Man, because I like you. And I liked singing, too. I figured you looked like a little baby there a little bit. But listen, we got to get to the point. Oh, you know what? I was looking at you, and I was like, no wonder I feel comfortable around this guy. Even though you're in that suit, you look like you look like you got a baby face. Anybody ever tell you that? Yeah, people tell me that all the time. But yeah, my partner, my old sidekick, delete partner, my sidekick. You remind me of my sidekick. He was a bit like you. He was a baby face. He was young. And you're probably young too. 48. Oh, wow. So you really do have a baby face. I was figuring you're 20, your 20s. Oh, that's, wow. 48, huh? That's good, I guess. Yeah, you remind me of my sidekick. He was called Globe Boy. Not the greatest. I didn't name him. But yeah, we used to do a lot of stuff. I guess I shouldn't be telling you all this. I don't know. I don't necessarily buy your story. And you might be trying to get info from me. Well, I am trying to. So sidekick, huh? Yeah, I'm nobody's sidekick. Well, I guess you could say he was my partner. Maybe. Partner in crime, were you about to say? No, partner in justice. We were part of Team Justice. I still am part of Team Justice. So you're still part. What about your partner there? He's dead. He died. It's I don't normally show emotion, I don't believe in emotion, but my partner, he's gone from this world. Globe Boy is no longer my sidekick, trusted or otherwise. Anyway, what happened to your partner? Well, it was during the first invasion of the Gargantes. We were defending Earth. Wait, didn't you just say defending Earth? Like Milky Way Earth? Yes, we were defending Earth against the first invasion of the Gargantes. And the Gargantes had a giant beetle beast, and he slayed Globe Boy with his fangs. But that was that was a distraction, and I took out the beetle beast and threw him into the sun. Wait, did you? Okay, you said first invasion of Earth. I don't remember what first invasion of Earth. Wait, planet Earth, like Milky Way Earth? Oh, yes, you're familiar. I heard you joking about it and saying you thought it was from Earth. You people must study us somehow. Yeah, it was the first, and I'm not even sure you're not some, well, anyway, yeah, remember that, you guys never heard, we covered it up, said it was just a strange weather pattern. People would panic if they knew the Gargantes were out, and that was, we covered it up. It was probably a mistake, because, just a few days ago, they staged their second invasion. I was at the head of a team of superheroes tasked with protecting Earth when no one else could. And I was hit by some strange beam, intensely powerful beam. And then I was frozen in some block of ice, and then I was being shot at by you people. So initially I thought this might be some sort of Gargante thing, but I think they just kind of shot me over to your universe, I think. Because, or you're just working for the Gargantes, but either way, I'm going with, try to think positive. So I'm trying to assume, trying to make the best of the situation and not have to destroy any of you. Considering my hands and feet are numb, it'd be tough. Okay, wait. So you're from planet Earth, like the one that's near the sun, but not like in the habitable zone. It's got one moon. Yes, that's the one. And yeah, this doesn't make much sense though, because what do you mean, son? What do you mean it doesn't make any sense? Well, this is Earth. Well, no. You were joking about your lava eating and your carbon man, and what do you mean this is Earth? Well, this is planet Earth. You're on planet Earth, and I've never heard of a Gargantes invasion or whatever you called it, and I would have known about it. We're the team of superheroes tasked with protecting the Earth. We're Earth's last hope in the hour of Earth's greatest need will be called. We've never been called for any invasion, ever. Earth doesn't get invaded, and up until you appearing, it was just speculative that there was even alien races, and so, yeah, and I mean, there's comic books where there's alternative Earths, but I don't necessarily buy it. I've thought a lot about it philosophically and spiritually and even mathematically. I don't see it, but what do you mean? I just don't get it. I'm gonna have to talk to someone else here. I'll be back. So Flex runs out to the hall. Is he telling the truth, Electra? Is he telling the truth? He's saying he's from... I know what he's saying. He's telling the truth. He's very confused, too. I wish... Why do we only have one of those suits? I could have gone in there with you. That's protocol. Only one, because if he tries to get me, then you either get him or you just... It's protocol. Oh, I hate protocol. I don't know what to do. And I'm hearing the... We never turned back on the communicator since the whole outage... I can hear the emergency phone ringing. That's them, to put him to sleep. But we need. Okay, I'm ignoring the phone. Go back in there. Earth. How can he be from Earth? It's time. The only thing I can think of is time travel, but I don't think that was possible. And then, find out if he's from the future. Maybe he's from the future and he's, like, thrown back into the past. But that would. He would have, but that's weird because he would have heard of the Elton. He would have known who Elton John is. He didn't bite on your Elton John Rocket Man. So, and why did you say Carbon Man when he was a rocket? Like he had feet and hands that were rockets. Why didn't you work that into the song? Thinking of a song on the fly is not easy. And did you see what I was trying to ignore or annoy him? Okay. Yeah, just go in there and find out. You see, he's got to either be from the future of the past or alternative Earth, like you said. And I don't know. Just ask him what year it was when he... Go. Okay. So Flex goes back in. He's back in the room. We fast-forwarded there. Hey, man. Rocket Man. Carbon Man. That song's called Rocket Man. You've never heard of the song Rocket Man by Elton John? No, Elton John. I've never heard of Elton John before. Elton John. That's to Elton. Elton, is that one of the lords? Is that one of the kings of England or something? No, but so he was an earthling. Famous, very famous to me. Listen, it's 2014. Are you from the future or the past? 2014, so that is... usually I don't do military time. Hold on. 24 is midnight. So 20 is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 8, would you say 8:14? What does that mean? Is that when... No, the year is 2014. AD. I'm trying to figure out, are you from before that or after that? 2014. That's impossible. No, that's the year I got a retro calculator watch, and you can't see it through the suit, but it has the date on it. Are you from... Well, I'm from the year 1953, so that's planet Earth, AD. So they got rocket cars, right? I got transferred in time somehow by that beam. Yeah, it appears so. That gets complicated with the time. So you're from the past, that's... And you could be lying to us. Listen, they're going to put you to sleep, but I don't know if they can anymore, because... God, like, how... I got to go, and we'll probably have to have a meeting about it, so you're probably... You should probably take a nap or something, in case... Maybe you should... Did you drink that milkshake I brought you? Oh, I just could have, in case it was poisoned. Okay, well, drink the milkshake, enjoy it, because you might go to sleep, but... I don't know, man. It's confusing. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to this and find out what's happening. But, like, on the hierarchy of superheroes, when back in your day, like, and I'm not asking you, I'm asking you objectively, but how you answer this question will be... never mind. Just answer this question. Don't worry about how you're going to answer it. All right, my friend, I will answer it. Were you, how close to the most powerful superhero were you? Well, there's many good superheroes, many strong superheroes, many powerful superheroes, and, many superheroes willing to give their lives like Glow Boy. And I consider myself a member of the team. But I'm pretty badass. I've got the rocket feet and the rocket hands, but the beams that shoot out of there are intensely powerful. And that's what I was going to do, is I was going to take down the invaders' ships. Last time they invaded, I was able to knock down their ships. It was a sneak attack, they must have beamed me away because they were afraid of me. I'm very powerful. Not, I wouldn't say I'm the most powerful. But yeah, I'm pretty tough, and but I can be destroyed too. Okay, so that's good. I'll need to know your weakness. I would never tell you my weakness. Okay, well, yeah. All right, then, I'm gonna get, why don't you rest, drink your shake, and then I'll be back. All right, and then he goes back out. Okay, oh dear, he's telling the truth. Yeah, we're gonna have to find, I'll go through the protocol binders because there's probably some. We need to defend Earth just in case, you know. So I'll do that right now. Get on the phone with them and find out if we can get an extension or something. And so Electra gets on the phone. Flex digs into binders of government protocols. That's a good place to stop for tonight. So something strange is happening here. We have a hero from the past, maybe. And a crisis in the, well, there's not really a crisis in the present other than should they put this guy to sleep for 30 days or believe his story. But that's enough to wait for, I think. Until next week, my friends, on another episode of Superdoll. Hope you fell asleep.